82 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is Martin Luther King Day, Monday, January the 19th, 2026. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. We are experiencing very high winds here at the home studio. Our feed from the studio is going to the transmitter site, is going to the Patriot Voice Radio Network. And as a result, it seems like our internet is being interfered with. So I apologize for these very, very annoying sounds that you're hearing. But basically, the barracks box, the internet, it's all part of the communication system that we have, is basically having issues, and we'll hopefully get through the show without getting knocked off the air. Good possibility that it could happen. If it does, just want to make sure you understand to switch over to your defendingfathers.com website. The website should still be streaming and this microphone connected to it. So if we lose the signal to the transmitter, 97.7 FM, WCHY there in Sheboygan, well, we're going to have to basically get through it on the rest of the website. So bear with us. We do have a good show lined up, and hopefully we'll be able to get you through today's show. One of the things that we're looking at here today in Lansing is this budget process. Forecast came out on Friday projecting much lower numbers than what the Speaker of the House, the Senate Majority Leader, and the Governor were anticipating when they signed the budget back in October last year. House Appropriations Committee member Alabas Farhat said that with families trying to stretch every dollar out of their budgets, he said it's clear the state of Michigan does the same. With uncertainty coming out of Washington, rising health care costs potentially, and housing that is still too expensive for too many people, our job is to make smart choices that will put our working families first. This is about looking at every option and making sure our budget reflects the real struggles people are facing. Well, Senate Minority Leader, also gubernatorial candidate Eric Nesbitt, said the next budget needs to focus on helping students succeed and communities stay safe while transforming Michigan's infrastructure. It's time to make Michigan government smaller and put a stop to the waste, fraud, and abuse of our tax dollars by Lansing Democrats. Very, very interesting statement. Now, the timing of these quote-unquote projections couldn't be a more perfect time for them to come out, because right now, January, February, and March, the first quarter of this year, is when they will be working on the proposed budget for fiscal year 2027. The governor has already come out and said, while speaking to the Detroit Auto Show last week, the last time she will be addressing it as the governor, said she wants the budget on her desk by June 30th. So time is ticking. They're not going to be able to take the summer off without sending a budget to the governor's desk. Now, it's also, timing-wise, very interesting, because Friday afternoon, Court of Claims Chief Judge Michael F. Godola granted a preliminary injunction blocking the state, the governor's office, the Democrats, from spending $645 million in, quote, work project funds, handing an early legal win to the House-led Republicans. Godola ruled that the House demonstrated a likelihood of success on the merits of the case and would suffer irreparable harm absent a court intervention. Therefore, he granted a preliminary injunction. What does a preliminary injunction do? It freezes the spending. Now, his ruling came only hours after signaling during a court hearing Friday morning that the decision on the restraining order may come by the middle of next week. Well, that morning's statement found to be proven wrong, because he came out with the ruling at 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon. The injunction immediately bars state departments and agencies from encumbering, expending, or otherwise obligating approximately $645 million in unencumbered funds that were not already committed by September 15th of 2025, end quote, says the judge's opinion. Well, MERS News Service immediately contacted Speaker Matt Hall for a comment in telling him the news of the judge's decision. Hall said, "I have said all along that we're going to win this easily, because any fair court would rule in the House Republicans' favor." While ultimate Lansing insiders and Senate Democrats are desperate to protect their pork barrel spending, House Republicans are fighting for hardworking taxpayers. Additionally, this ruling has stopped Dana Nessel's bogus legal opinion in its tracks, forcing the Whitmer administration to stop illegally spending their slush fund dollars. Well, earlier in the day on Friday, Budget Director Jen Flood said in response to a question about Friday's hearing, "We're focused on fiscal year 2027 budget. I know there is a court hearing later today. We'll be tracking it closely, and whatever the outcome, we will comply with the court's ruling." Well, it took nearly 2 hours of oral arguments until the judge, Godola, decided that he was not ready to issue a temporary restraining order on the spot. However, at the time, he said he is expected to issue a written decision by the middle of next week. However, even though the court is still not inclined to issue a temporary restraining order, We'll take that off the table. However, we must consider the alternatives. The court, therefore, will endeavor to give you a written ruling very expeditiously. Well, after the 2 hours of oral arguments, the judge, almost an hour later, came out with his decision. And what the House was actually seeking to do, folks, was to block the Department of Technology, Management, and Budget from spending funds carried over from the prior fiscal year budget through what they call multi-year work project accounts. You see, what they have set up is a slush fund where these multi-year projects are spread out over 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and every year when the budget has a surplus, they then fund these, quote, work project accounts. Well, the House leaders argued that the administration lacked the constitutional authority to continue spending the money after the House Appropriations Committee voted to stop the funding. The lawsuit came from a formal opinion that was issued by the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Dana Nessel's opinion concluded that the statute that allowed the single legislative committee to block work project spending violates the Michigan's Constitution's separations of power. Well, that legal opinion was going to stand unless the Republicans took it to court, which they did. Attorneys for the House argued Friday that allowing the state to continue spending the funds while the case is pending would cause irreparable harm because money spent now could not be reversed if the lawmakers ultimately prevail in this case, Your Honor. We're here to stop the bleeding, said the House attorney, Sean Dutton, quote unquote. The main reason we're going to get into it, we'll wrap it up on the other side. State attorneys continued to counter that the amount of money had decreased significantly since the lawsuit was filed. Initially, the House challenged $645 million in work project designations. Well, some agencies already started to make cuts. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Got a text message from one of our loyal listeners, Rod, down in Lake County. How's the weather down there, buddy? We are dealing with some very high winds and blowing snow here at the home studio. And this is absolutely a perfect observation. I love how they blame everyone but themselves. Absolutely. These forecasts, these projections of less revenue, uncertainty coming out of Washington, the tariffs, potentially people losing the tax credits for their Obamacare subsidies, all that turmoil. Well, they felt as of last Friday, we were going to have a downturn in our economy. Now, the judge gives a legal victory to the House Republicans in stopping $645 million in work project designations. Guess what, folks? That's $645 million that can stay in the Treasury that if their forecasts are accurate and that ends up being a downturn in the economy, well, guess what? We now have $645 million that the Democrats wanted to spend. House attorneys argued in front of the judge that the lack of clear accounting over which funds remain unencumbered justified a court intervention, warning that continued spending could undermine the legislature's position if the House Republicans ultimately prevail. Asked earlier in the day if the budget office was directing various state departments to quickly spend the money, between Nestle's opinion and Friday's hearing, the spokesperson Flood said that's not a direction or instructions that are coming from our office. Yeah, right. I believe that. Well, House Speaker Matt Hall, after the hearing and hearing about the judge's decision, said this lays the absolutely ugly truth that Republicans have long believed. Dana Nessel and the Democrats are throwing bogus legal arguments around to try to protect their secret slush fund spending. And they can't defend them. Even ultimately, the judge saw through it. Well, it's very interesting because this process that he's talking about, the way this is playing out, the judge entered a temporary injunction. What it basically does is that the newly released state revenue projections underscore the need to block the secret Democrat slush funds, arguing that taxpayers can't afford to keep footing the bill for pork barrel addicted Lansing insiders. House Republicans filed the lawsuit against 31 state departments and their directors, blocking the spending and forcing greater transparency over these work project accounts. Speaker Hall said some of these accounts, some of these work projects, have been going on for 7 years or longer. What? So what you're saying, Matt, is that these work projects started basically when Governor Gretchen Whitmer took office? 7 years? Do the math. She got sworn in January 1st of 2019. 7 years ago. Well, ultimately, Hall said he expects the courts to side with the House Republicans, reject Dana Nessel's interpretation of that law. I can't wait for the courts to rule that we were right all along and Dana Nessel got it dead wrong again. In closing, he said, every legal battle that we've had with Dana Nessel, she's lost. Very, very interesting. So, the judge has entered this temporary injunction, will come out with a full written opinion this week. As soon as he does, we will cover it. Because this preliminary injunction, I believe, is only good for 7 days. The judge issued this on Friday, so we should have his written opinion before Friday of this week. So very, very, very interesting. So we'll see where this goes and continue to follow it. But Friday's news about the projected revenues coming in lower for revenue to the state treasury only supports not spending the $645 million. The timing of this could not have been more perfect for the House Republicans. So the two combined between the consensus conference and the judge's decision, a lot of things happening last Friday after we went off the air. So very interesting. Timing could not be more perfect. We're going to talk with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. We're going to talk about medications. We're going to talk about how many people on medications that could stop taking them if they would just listen to her. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
John James. I don't know. You know, he's running, but I'm not sure I'm happy about that, John.
President Trump saved John James's career when he endorsed him for Congress. But when Trump asked James to stay in Congress, James turned his back on him. Worse, James called Trump unfit to lead, said Trump can't be trusted, totally disloyal. John James puts himself first. We need a